Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal prepped enchiladas, to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Come on. The time is right. The time is now. Welcome to Lifeblood Be Well and welcome our guests, the strong and powerful Rocky Hare and Valerie Macklin. Welcome, Rocky and Valerie.
Thanks for having us, George. We're thrilled to be here.
Yeah, super excited to have you on. Rocky and Valerie are the founders of Skinny. They're a comprehensive weight loss program helping people to lose weight and actually keep it off. Again, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal lives, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Go ahead, Val.
Well, I've been in the health and wellness industry for about 25 years now. I just have a passion in it. I'm certified personal trainer as well as a nutritionist. And I trained Rocky's wife for several years. We got to know each other. Our families became really good friends. And we just collaborated together on Skinny and created something that is truly life-changing for all of our clients.
I have been a personal injury trial lawyer for 25 years, and Valerie's kids and our family got to be really close for a period of time, and I got into a weight loss program that Valerie was working for, and I couldn't believe how fast I lost 60 pounds, and we just said, this is too good. We need to take this system and tweak it so that we make it our own. And that's what we did. I was kind of the financial muscle behind it, and she was the brains, and it worked. And now we've got thousands of people who've lost probably, I don't know how much weight collectively, but it's just been a really good run.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
So the problem is, we as Americans are overweight. It's our diet, it's our exercise programs, it's all of it.
Big time. Tell them, Val.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because a lot of people are old school from, you know, the low-fat diet era when Ansel Keys created the low-fat diet. Remember? I mean, back in the 70s. And what happens in all those foods is they're pumped full of carbs and sugars to make them taste good because they're low fat. So transitioning our minds from that era to now, where what grows fat mass is carbs and sugars. That's the monster in our diet. And that's what causes prediabetes, you know, heart attack risk, stroke risk, high cholesterol, low libido, all of those health issues stem from visceral fat. So re-educating people from that time, because it's typically people who really benefit from our program are people 35 and older, right? I even have as old as 70-year-olds that have done Skinny. And it's because of that many years of a poor diet that they're in the shape that they're in, right? So changing their complete lifestyle of eating and their habits, it's more habitual than anything. 90% of it's diet, the other 10% is exercise. So it's funny to see people, you know, fight that battle, right? How many calories? Is it low fat? How much fat do I take in it? It's all carb and sugar. controlling how much you take in a day.
It's fascinating, right? That I can remember when I was like 20 years old trying to like put on muscle and get lean, and I was just eating, I everything was fat free, you know, because that was what I thought. I'm like, fat free this, fat free that, fat, and I just didn't care about sugar just because I had zero idea. And I think it must have been just the media that I was consuming or muscle mass, whatever. I don't even remember what it was. But yeah, I think that potentially, do you feel like people are starting to catch up with this reality, or is that it's probably slow on the uptake?
They are, especially with all the ketogenic diets and things out there that are drastically low in carbs and sugars. The thing about skinny is we don't exclude any macronutrient in the diet. We need all of them. What matters is how much of each, right, to still collapse the fat mass. So those people are definitely, they're understanding and coming to the realization that adequate protein, fat, and carbs and sugars are all a must in our diet, but how much of each? Does that make sense?
Oh, it certainly does.
Yeah, so we don't exclude anything. It is low carb, low sugar, but they're still consuming 25 grams of carbs and sugars a day, whereas most weight loss companies don't allow even remotely close to that.
That was one of the things that attracted me to the whole idea, is because I don't want to count calories. I can't. I don't want to not have good food. I don't want to be feeling crappy and in a bad mood all the time. And this stuff is, it actually tastes good. And I don't want, I need a very black and white plan. If you tell me to watch my carbs, I am so not going to. But if you give me a specific thing to eat and you tell me when to eat it, man, I can follow that. And that's one of the things that made skinny such a good idea to me. Because it's not complicated.
Yeah, it's very tailored. They know what time to eat and what to eat at that time.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of the thinking that I do around being healthy, and that goes for being financially successful, being successful in relationships, being successful with diet and exercise, it's kind of like what Rocky is talking about. It's just got to fit into my life. And so I'm not trying to do anything so extreme that I know that it's just I'm not going to be able to keep doing it consistently. How do y'all think about that?
Oh man, it really boils down to simplicity. I mean, if it's and also habits. If I can do something repeatedly for about 2, 3 weeks, a month, and I get in a groove, man, I'm in it.
Yeah.
And the weight pours off. It comes off so fast that you just like the my first week I lost 12 pounds. I couldn't believe it. And of course, that motivated me to stay on it even tighter, because that was with cheating. And so I don't know. I mean, I guess to answer your question, to me, it's all about a habit, and it's got to be a habit that's pretty easy to change.
Well, and on a side note, to make having it fit your lifestyle, we go over that in the consultation with our clients, whether it's an out-of-state client and we're doing it over the phone, or whether it's in person in our store. We ask them a series of interview questions about their current lifestyle, when they eat, what do they typically eat, and that helps us determine how hard their carb and sugar withdrawals are going to be. How often should they eat and fuel the fat to push through those withdrawals? Because they're real. Someone's fat mass is addicted to carb and sugar, just like a drug addict is addicted to heroin. There is no difference.
That's
And
crazy.
it's really hard for them to come off of that sugar and carb intake that they're so used to having for the last decade, right? So we fit the lifestyle that they currently live. We just change it up a bit with the proper nutrition.
Lot of people want that they're very much not, I don't know that they're alcoholic, but they want their wine. It's a big deal, or their beer or whatever. And so
Sure.
tough conversation a lot of times because you have to limit that intake. If you don't, tell them what you mean by collapse the fat mass and how that works with alcohol.
Well, so we never can get rid of fat cells in our body. It's not scientifically possible, but we can shrink the size of those fat cells by diet. And what happens is if someone cheats, if someone has just one sip of wine, one sip of a beer, one sip of a margarita, just a sip, their body is knocked out of a fat burn state for 4 days. So if they're coming in to weigh in with me and get their food every 7 days and 4 of those days they've not done anything internally, it's not going to be a good week. Can they drink? Yes. They can have straight liquor, you know, bourbon, whiskey, tequila, vodka, any type of hard liquor is way more forgiving. So one shot only kicks them out for 3 hours. So we do allow some social drinks in modification, right? And they have to learn how to control that. Even going into maintenance, once they've reached their goal, they can't go back to having a glass of wine every day, but they can have it a couple of days a week and still maintain that number.
That's so yeah.
So we can't get rid of fat cells in our in our body. I just have like a set number.
You have a set size of fat mass in your body. And I base that off your height, age, and gender. So when you come in, you get those numbers off of our Tanita scale. It's an Olympic grade scale they use on Olympic athletes to help them prepare for the next and upcoming competition, right? We get all of those numbers when they come in, and that determines what fat mass they have. Let's say a 5'3 woman comes in, she's 42 years old, and she's got a 38% fat mass. Well, her ideal fat mass hovers around 27%. So she needs to drop about 11% body fat. So we're shrinking her overall fat mass by 11%.
Told you she was an almanac, George. I have to re-listen to everything she says about 3 times.
You know, people lose weight in their head. They lose weight in their hands, their rings are loose by the time they get done. That fat mass is total body, not just in a certain spot, right? Mm-hmm. It's total body that we're shrinking it.
And they don't have to have the Tanita scale. We have hundreds of clients that are like multi-state. So we can get them the same results. We just don't have quite as accurate of a readout. And we have had people come in from Arkansas and from all over just to get on that scale. Because it really is cool, and it really does give you cool numbers. And once you've lost a bunch of weight and you're proud of it, you kind of want to know what all your measurements are. And so they'll come in from all over just to do that.
Yeah, I can certainly speak from that. I think that whenever you're being successful at something, you are really interested in tracking those numbers. And when you are slipping up and you are getting back into drinking and not keeping the program, well, that's when you're not interested in reporting the numbers. There's a human nature thing.
We have this glass, our front of our offices are all glass, and Valerie can tell how you did when you get out of your car or when you get on Zoom. She can look you in the eye and go, you either did great or you did terrible. And she'll tell them too, man. She's pretty merciless.
It shows.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I think that's all important. So the idea of meeting people where they are, that's, again, sort of going back to personal finance. If we want to help inspire people and actually get them to take positive action and get towards the lives that they want, if it's with weight loss, it's putting a plan together, from what I understand from our conversation, for addressing their problems. And this sort of idea or reality that people are addicted to carbs and sugar, or addicted to a lifestyle of going through a drive-through, and that's how they feed their families. And if it's alcohol, I guess that strikes me as really, really hard. So we talked about having that pre-screen. Sort of walk me through maybe an example or how you help people to break those habits and addictions.
Well, emotionally, It's tough for especially morbidly obese people who need to lose 70 plus pounds, right? I feel them out when I meet with them. And a lot of the time, it's a very emotional consultation. There are usually lots of tears that are shed. They're very ashamed. And this is not a program where we are focusing on an outward appearance. We are focusing on what is going on inside your body. If you're happy with how you are inside and out, great. This isn't about the outside, what people see when they look at you, right? It's about what's going on inside and what danger is ahead if you continue that path. So we discuss those things first initially, and I make sure and assess, are they ready? Are they to the point in life where they can commit to this regardless of how hard and difficult it's going to be? Because I let them know this is not going to be easy, right? It is a commitment. You've got to have the heart, the drive, the want, the will, and I'm going to be here every week to keep you on track. And if you're ready for that, let's go. So that's really how we initially start with them. And then in the beginning, I have to have them eat often to help them get through those withdrawals. They have to feed the fat. So they're eating every 2 hours, which means they're having sometimes, depending on the person, 6 to 7 meals a day. And that's what they need to break that chain and break that habit.
There have been people also that she turned away when, and I'm the guy who, if we had a bad month when we were starting, I paid the bills. And so it was tough for me to see her send somebody away, but she's a purist, man. Like I'm like, Valerie, we need to sell weight loss pills. We could sell a million of these things. Like, nope, not gonna do it. And some people aren't ready, and she'll tell them, look, we definitely want to help you, but you're not ready to do this. And they go, and they know she's right. And so that's pretty rare. I'd say 9 times out of 10, they're ready, and there are tears. They're so tired of carrying this weight around, and they've almost been in denial about it. Like they call themselves, I'm just big boned or whatever. But man, once you get that metabolic age reduced, I couldn't believe, like when you're 52 years old like I am, and you drop something and you bend over and pick it up, it's not like when you were 17. You can tell. But when your metabolic age goes down 20 years, it's like you're a teenager again. I could not believe the difference in how much better I felt. I probably get that a lot.
It's certainly an amazing thing. But I echo, or I think that approach of being, for lack of a better term, ruthless with people on the front end and doing a good job of screening somebody as to whether or not they're ready to actually make the commitments in order to make the changes that are going to be required to get to where they want to go, that's really essential because, to your point, it's going to be really, really hard, but it's really, really important. So you want to find those people.
Those people that come in that are really emotional, usually they have gone in and seen their doctor and had a physical and whatnot, and the results were not good. And so that's a much easier process because at that point they're like, I don't have a choice whether I'm ready or not. I have to do this if I want to live another 10 years or whatever. That side of it is pretty easy, but if they haven't even gone that route yet, yeah, it's difficult for them to truly make that life change.
A lot of doctors send us patients.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So is this a, it's it sounds like it's you're putting a program together for how you eat, what you eat, when you eat. Is there actual product as well?
Yeah, so we have our own foods manufactured. What's in those foods is a multivitamin and some whey protein. But this protein is at another level. It's the highest, finest granulated protein on the market so that the kidneys can process it efficiently. You go to GNC, Kroger, Walmart, some of these places, and get some protein powder. It's very thick and it causes a lot of gas. and stomach issues for people because it's not the finest granulated type of protein, right? So a lot of people come in thinking they're going to have gut issues and it doesn't bother them at all because it's the quality of it, right? So we have those foods as a tool to make it easy. They don't have to prep 5 meals a day. It's already done for them and they know they're getting adequate macronutrients with every product, right? We have 36 different products to accommodate all taste palates. So they pick and choose after the first week what they like and what they don't like. On top of that, how do we teach them the lifestyle? We incorporate whole foods. So they're having normal whole foods at lunch with our product and they're having it at dinner so that they can make that lifestyle change in the process.
Our nutritionists make themselves available too. So they'll get texts, all kinds of stuff when somebody is at Chili's and they don't know what to order. I mean, people are, they're just lost, man. I mean, they don't know what to do. They haven't eaten right in so long. It's like a foreign language. But they catch on and they start to get it and then they start to want it. And then after a while, you eat a tortilla and you feel yucky. I mean, once your body gets used to this stuff, it doesn't want anything else.
Yep. And that's how they break the addiction right there. As they go through, they start losing fat mass. Their taste buds literally change throughout the program. That's how they break it. They don't know that's happening. But they realize it by the end of the journey. Like when I've had something, I've cheated, it's horrible. Yep. It doesn't even taste the same. So it's fun to watch those things change in their life too.
I love it. Well, Valerie and Rocky, the people are ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
You want to go first?
I would say the difference is just because you're a large framed male or a large framed female and you're 50 plus years old, it doesn't mean that your lifestyle has to end there, right? You still have a choice to make it better. And I would say that's the tip from me, just realizing and understanding I don't have to feel like I'm 70. I can feel like I'm 35, even at 51.
Yep.
Just do it.
Mine's a little bit out there maybe, but I believe in the law of attraction. And I believe if you can live in the moment, in the right now, you need to decide, are you going to be fat the rest of your life? Or what would it feel like? Can you make yourself feel like your clothes are baggy and they actually fit perfectly and you actually like the way you look? Can you see that? Because if you can feel that and believe it about yourself, you can still do it, man. If I can lose that much weight, trust me, you can too. So I would say the answer is now. The moment is now. And you can't spend another day feeling this miserable.
Well, I think that those are both great stuff that definitely gets, come on. Just do it. The time is now. Let's go. I love it. And the time is now. Life is long, but it's way too short to be living and not feeling good, and everything going on in the world is just pointing to healthier living. So I appreciate everything that y'all are working on.
Absolutely.
Well, Valerie and Rocky, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you and how can they engage with Skinny?
We have a website at skinnylifeforyou.com. That's Skinny Life, the number 4, the letter U, skinnylifeforyou.com. Or you can call us 972-318-0411, and one of our nutritionists will take your call and size you up, and you can size them up and decide if this is the right thing for you, and we'll get rolling.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Valerie and Rocky your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to skinnylifeforyou.com. That's SKINNYLIFE, the number 4, the letter U. .com. Give them a call. 972. Give me the number again.
972-318-0411.
Excellent. Thanks again, Valerie and Rocky.
George, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having us, man. What a great show you've got.
Thank you. And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.